Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, it is the Odd Couple here, Chris and Rob, and we're going to get to the news of the day again. Aaron Rodgers being traded from the Green Bay Packers to the New York Jets. Rob, I mean, easily, and all shot, all, you know, love and respect to Joe Namath, the great Joe Namath, but Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback the Jets have ever had. I mean, is there any debate about that?
No.
I think he's better than Brett Favre, who they, you know, they only have for a season. But, I mean, it's not saying a ton with the Jets.
They won a Super Bowl. They had some pretty decent quarterbacks. No great quarterbacks, of course. When I was growing up, Chris, in Queens, and used to take the bus to Shea Stadium to see them play, and Richard Todd got them to an AFC Championship game. They lost 14-0 to Miami, down in Miami, like that. They were close there. They beat them twice during the regular season and then lost in the AFC Championship game. So they were close
and
with Richard Todd.
Great, but
yeah. No. I'm not saying that. I just said decent. Right. Nobody was great. Yeah, it's been a long time in coming as far as this is a franchise that did. They're not like there's a number of franchises who have never won a Super Bowl, never been to the Super Bowl. The Jets almost feel like that, Chris, because it's been since, what, 69 since they won. But it was a historic one that I think people are losing sight of longer and longer as it passes. Because that was really which facilitated the merger between the AFL and the NFL. It really
the
was.
Jets because and the AFL beat
the Baltimore Colts, who were a creme de la creme franchise and organization, Chris. They were 16-point favorites in the Super Bowl, and the Jets
and, of course, Joe Namath guaranteed the Jets' victory.
And back then, that was a big deal. He was by the pool, and I know some writers who were there, Chris, when he, you know, guaranteed it.
Right.
And they tell a story of him laying by the pool. It was just a different time back then, you know, where where writers would hang out by the pool or go into the coffee shop to to talk to players. There was nowhere to go. Do you know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
If you wanted to eat, you had to go to the coffee shop or, you right, know, in right, a hotel. There was nowhere to go. You couldn't hide like they do now.
Right, right. Absolutely. So, you know, good for the Jets. I personally, Rob, don't think they have to win the Super Bowl to kind of justify this. And you said it. They've been to, I mean, even after Namath, they've been to the AFC Championship game.
With Rex times. Ryan, Chris, twice.
Right, right. So I get it. Some people might say, well, if Rodgers only gets them there, then what's the big deal? Look, Rob, if he can create some excitement and some buzz with the Jets for the next few years and put them in the hunt, I think that's a win. I get it. It wouldn't be a Super Bowl, and you're paying him $50 million a year. But, Rob, it is also entertainment.
I'll tell you this.
There are a lot of teams don't win the Super Bowl but have successful years. If we really keep it real.
Let's give you a pipe
dream. And so I think that's what we're looking at.
If they were to win, if I was Aaron Rodgers, I would quit right after that and walk out. Like the Jets and their organization.
Like if they won it this year?
Yeah, like Chris, that would be, I would drop the mic and walk out. Like I would not even do anything else. Like that would be an unbelievable story to end a career. And maybe, you know what? The Jets probably wouldn't be mad.
No.
If they got that, right?
If you got that,
he's 40 years old, he walks out. You would be
Rob,
like.
Rob, I think if he can do that, I mean, can an athlete do that? Jordan couldn't do it. He had the storybook ending against Utah. Brady couldn't do it. Won the championship against Tampa Bay. I don't know if Rodgers could do it. You think he could? I mean, you know, he seems. A lot of times, Rob, when athletes are playing, they show interest elsewhere. But still, a lot of them don't want to walk away. Or when you get older and you get close to the end, you don't want to give it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be great if he could. You're right.
I mean, I give John Elway credit. I mean, they had a good team.
He
came back, Chris, and they won back-to-back, and then he retired. So there's always that, because he could have walked out on that. Because remember – The
Denver Broncos did it, but he was bad that last year.
Yeah. I mean, even the one that he won the second Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, that was like a parting gift. Here you go
right,
from the defense,
right?
Because you really didn't do much. He looked like the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz. He couldn't move around at all.
Yeah, that was bad. But let me ask you this: we've talked about it from the Jets standpoint, but let's look at the Packers. Rob, the NFC is there for the take. I mean, look, I think San Francisco is a very good team, although they don't have a quarterback. Philadelphia is a very good team. Dallas is a very good team. Dallas, of course, has its problems. Philadelphia, Rob, no team has won the NFC East back-to-back in years. So, you know, I mean, that's history. Most of these players weren't even playing then. I don't remember how long it's been. But so that might not affect them. But, you know, the NFC is not it's the weaker conference. So do you think Green Bay made a mistake by not running it back and saying, you know what, the conference is there for the taking. Let's give it another shot with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I just if they just felt, like I said, so many teams have done this before and they're ready to move on and they have a guy there and maybe they just feel like we got to do something. You know, otherwise, he's been here 6 years or whatever it is, 5 years, and we don't know if he can play or not. But Steve Keim brought it up, Chris, agree with me, and I think you agree with me too, that if you really were sure or felt something about Jordan Love, Rodgers would have been traded 3 years ago. He just would have. The timing, it was set up before the draft. You remember Mark Schlereth was saying, yep, it's a done deal, he's going to Denver. You remember all that? Like it was set up there and they didn't pull the trigger then. And I don't know. Now, the Lions, they took a step back with the gambling Chris situation. They lost some players.
Right.
So I don't know where they are. But the Packers
and that
could wind
ran
up
throughout
in
the organization. You wonder
yeah,
if
they got rid of front office people too, Chris. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's a scandal in Detroit. And of course they have a gambling house, I don't know, BetMGM. Inside Ford Field now, so it's just
Yeah, the NFL needs to do something about it.
They got to figure it out, right?
Of hypocrisy, and we're not defending the players because they knew the rules.
No, 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 because they knew what was going on,
hypocrisy.
Right?
Absolutely.
But I'll say, you know, for the Packers, am I expecting them to make a run in the NFC? No. Right now, do I think they'll be in last place in the NFC? Yeah, I do. In the
last
NFC
place in the whole in the division.
Yeah. NFC North. I'm sorry. What do
I mean,
you
mean, Minnesota wins
NFC
games. We know they're North. Not going to win anything bigger than that, but they win games. Detroit, it's going to be interesting, Rob.
Just because of the Lions. We don't know. Right, right. I'm just saying.
I think before this scandal,
you would say
Lions,
that the Packers would be
picked to win that division.
But the Packers would be last.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago, you know, people are expecting a little bit of better season. Yeah, so right now, here's what I say. I don't think they made a mistake. I think they made the right call, the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is coming off a bad season, Rob, certainly by his standards. And he's going to be 40 in December. And he has been great, obviously, throughout his career as a starter in Green Bay. But even amidst all that greatness, they didn't get to the Super Bowl again. After winning it back in the 2010 season, he hasn't been back. And so if we didn't get back when he was superb, are we getting there when he's declining? And so I'd say no. So would they probably have a better season with Rodgers than with Love? I guess probably. But would it be a season that's going to end in a championship or even a trip to the Super Bowl? I'd say no. So I think it's time to move on. You got to see what Jordan Love can do. And Rob, here's what I say. Obviously, you make sense when you say if they knew he was that guy, just like, not that he was going to be Patrick Mahomes, but, you know, they knew that Alex Smith or that Patrick Mahomes was going to be the guy, so they got rid of Alex Smith. Well,
same thing when they got rid of Brett Favre. When the Packers got rid of Brett Favre,
he
played a couple more years.
Yep.
He went to the NFC Championship game with the Vikings, Chris. It wasn't like he couldn't play.
Right, right. But they knew the guy behind him could do something. But here's where I disagree with you. I think it's very possible, I believe this, that Jordan Love's improved. I mean, everybody doesn't come in, you know, dazzling everyone in practice like Patrick Mahomes. Some guys take time and they actually get better. There are guys that will tell you Aaron Rodgers wasn't lighting everything up right away. He obviously was on the bench for 3 years, but, you know, that he gradually got better and learned under Brett Favre. Look, I can't even really go off of this because it was such a small sample size, but Jordan Love did look good, very good, in the moments he played, particularly against Philadelphia, I believe it was, last season. It was only like a half, but he looked very good, and it wasn't just that he, you know, his stats were decent, but he looked more poised. He looked more in control. He looked more accurate, more calm. And so I think that, you know, you hear things from players on the team that he's really improved. And so I do think that's very possible, Rob. I don't think we can just go off, well, he wasn't ready in his second year. That means he, you know, he can't play. No, I mean, I think it's very possible he's just gotten a lot better.
Yeah, and the flip side is that they could put him out there finally where there's no safety net and you got to play and perform, and he doesn't. And they become a bad team. You know what I mean? Because they got young receivers. They lost Lazar. You know, like you start to look around and go, okay, he's there. Where are the weapons? Where's the big receivers
Christian Watson shows some promise, though.
No, I'm not. But he's still a young player with
strong,
a young quarterback who's got to grow.
Age
yeah. Group. So we'll see where the Packers are.
Still got a running game.
Yeah, and where they are and what they're able to do. But
I don't expect much from them. I definitely don't think they'll make the playoffs. But I think Love, I think if I had to bet, Rob, I think he'll show some promise. Maybe not enough to get them to the playoffs, probably. But I think he'll show some promise. And if he doesn't, obviously, Rob, they'll look to, you know, do what they can in the draft over the next few years.
Yeah, if he has a bad year, or they just feel like, oh my God, like he's not ready, and we're not sure. He's been around, didn't get a grasp of the system, right? Been around for all these years.
He should know the system. If he don't know the system, that's a problem.
Then there's a problem.
You know what I mean? So. Like, if he – but, Rob, we – look, when you and I were coming up in the 70s, the Packers were a joke. We know they had the great history under Vince Lombardi and stuff in the 60s. In the 70s, they were not even a thought in the NFL. I mean, obviously, they had the history, but – you know, they weren't a relevant team. And then they got Brett Favre in the 80s, too. Then they got Brett Favre, and the rest is history. And, Rob, they've had Hall of Fame quarterback play for 30 years. And so they better understand it's not easy.
Well, you know, that's the other part, Chris.
They may never get another quarterback like
you
that.
You just made the point that it will be tough, and that's why it's a hard thing for Jordan Love. What are the chances of you getting three Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row when we see all the bust of that go on? Like, that would be incredible.
No, Chris,
you got your eye on me. I saw that. Your glasses. What kind of glasses did you buy?
I got some readers. And Chris, this is a trip.
Those are from the dollar store?
What is that? They're from CVS. I don't need prescription reading glasses yet. I got some readers, which are basically like little magnifying glasses, right?
Right.
And so yesterday, I'm just minding my own business. I'm on the computer, looking at the computer, whatever I was doing. And the glasses, Rob, just popped.
Just popped out?
The frame just popped. The lens didn't come out. The frame cracked. It felt like somebody hit me. I was like, did a rock just fall from my ceiling or something?
That broke it. How did they break?
But yeah,
right.
I don't know what in the world happened, but they cracked. And so as you saw, one of the lenses came out. So I got to go over to CVS and get another pair.
You know what? You need a monocle like Colonel Klink from Hogan's Heroes.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, right here on Fox Sports Radio. And it's your turn to weigh in. Simple question. Will the Green Bay Packers regret trading away future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Throughout the first round of the draft, insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q. That's the reigning champion in natural men's health. Level up, guys, your strength, your energy, and your focus at chok.com. Use code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life. chok.com, code DRAFT. We got time for about one call, 877, maybe two, 877-99 on Fox. The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and did the Packers make a mistake by trading future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers?
All right, Caleb in New Orleans, joining the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
All right, how y'all doing? It's Caleb from New Orleans.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
All right. I don't think they should miss him, because, like the great Bill Withers song, they used him up. You know, you got all you could get out of him. You cut your losses, because all he was doing was hurting them. And I think that they should look for the future. It might not be a better future than they had 10 years prior, but I don't think they should miss him at all.
I don't think he was hurting them, but he was causing a lot of headaches. He was just being arrogant and a prima donna. And if you're not winning, that's a lot to put up with.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
But a guy could be great, too, and a great teammate and can't play, and you'll eventually replace him, too.
Right. Both of them.
So I don't think it's just about attitude. It's guys who can play. Monty in Chicago, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, my uncle, man? What's going on?
What up? What's up, man?
Big Packers fan here, man. And Chris, you said it all, man. The bottom line is going to the Super Bowl, right? Going and winning. And, you know, we've been close for the last three, four years, and we haven't got the job done, man. And then you add on, you know, the headaches, you know, that Aaron has right. gone on that the organization. Like, no, man, it's as a fan, trust me, it's that time. I wish they would have did it last year. I was begging and telling my buddies, man, like, man, make that deal with Denver, man. But hell, it's too late. So
what have you heard? All right, you're a Packer fan. What have you heard about Jordan Love? What do you know about him?
Well, I mean, we don't know too much. I lived through what you guys said earlier. I lived through the 70s and the 80s. So,
yep.
Hey,
right. Don Markowski.
No doubt about it. Look, it's going to be a crapshoot to get a third straight Hall of Famer. You know,
right, it is.
Aaron Rodgers. But, hey, I mean, the big thing to me now is going to be on our coach. Let's see if you can coach, because – you know, now it's going to be your system, you know, running the ball some and all of that.
The spotlight's going to go on him.
Absolutely. He had a safety net having Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
And he helped Rodgers. There's no doubt. He helped resurrect his career. But Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't get it done next year and then the year after, Rob, he could be on the hot seat.
If it's a bad year this year, considering what happened, then I agree. If
I would think he'd survive this year, no doubt.
No, I'm, but I'm saying to start the following year, and if it's still bad, there's a chance that they would make a move. That's what I mean. Yeah.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, Dylan Brooks, Dylan the Villain. Is it our fault?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRight.com studios. And look, be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here on Fox Sports Radio on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. You'll have insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. That's live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q, the reigning champion in natural men's health. Level up your strength, your energy, and your focus at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use draft code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life. Not just for this year, not just for this month, for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code DRAFT. Rob, before we get to Dylan Brooks, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I'm really wondering, I mean, Playoff Jimmy is real, right? I mean, Jimmy Butler, Rob, this dude, it's unbelievable how much he elevates his game in the playoffs. I mean, obviously he's a very good regular season player too, but my goodness, in the playoffs, it's just unbelievable. He becomes like one of the darn near a top 10 player, maybe a top 10 player in the game in the playoffs. He's got 35 Monty said right now. He had 30 in game three, 25 in game two, and 35 in game one. This is against one of the best defenses in the NBA. Now, granted, they were without Giannis for the first three games, essentially. But I want to throw this out to you. You think he's a Hall of Famer?
No.
I think initially it sounds crazy. No.
No, unless he's able to, alongside that, Chris, win. If he were to win one, and with all those postseason numbers you're talking about, maybe I think he has a better shot. And I know there are people in the Hall of Fame that didn't win anything. But I just...
I'll give you that. I agree. I don't see him as a Hall of Famer. But he's a six-time All-Star. He's a four-time All-NBA. He has been to a Finals. He's the driving force behind this Heat team that's pretty good. I don't think he'll win a championship. He's had like nine really strong years in the NBA where he's 20 points or more, essentially. I think one year in there he was about 18 points. But I think he's got a shot. I mean, Rob, I remember talking to him early in his career. I mean, this guy came from, he had a tough upbringing, wasn't expected to do really much at all in the NBA, averaged 2 points as a rookie, 8 points his second year when Derrick Rose was the show in Chicago, and really just through hard work has turned himself into a great player. But I think he's starting to build a case. Obviously when it leading the team to the championship, which I don't think he'll do.
I just think that makes your case. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we'll put him over the top, but you wonder, can he do it without that? But I was just thinking about that because it is interesting how he improves. But anyway, Dylan Brooks, Dylan the Villain, he's shocked that he's considered a villain. He blames the media. Oh, the media put this tag on me. I'm such a nice guy. What did I do? Here he is.
this. What do you mean by that?
The media are making me a villain. The fans are making me a villain. And then that just creates a whole different persona on me. So now you think I intended to hit LeBron James in the I'm playing basketball, a basketball player. So if I intended, and that's whatever is in the flagrant two category of having a flagrant two, and you think I did that, that means you think I'm that type of person.
Rob, let me do. And I kind of sort of like Dylan Brooks. I mean, kind of sort of, not fully, but Rob, don't blame the media, Dylan. First of all, we showed on First Things First today a promo, I believe it was for the Grizzlies, where Dylan called himself Dylan the Villain, smiling like he took pride in it. I'm fine with you taking pride in that.
Right.
That's the
persona
you created.
It was good there. It worked for him, Chris. You know, like that. Now all of a sudden you're trying to act like we did this. We put this out on you. No, this is the persona you wanted.
And when it didn't work out for you. The way he plays. Rob, was it the media that made up the story of Dylan Brooks earlier this season playing against the Miami Heat, shoving a cameraman? That wasn't immediate. We reported on it. You did it. You were fined $35,000 by Joe Dumars in the NBA for shoving a cameraman. Rob, was it the media? Talked about hitting LeBron in his private parts. You did that earlier in the year against Cleveland when you hit Donovan Mitchell right in that area.
Exactly.
Falling back. Right. Didn't it was an unnatural motion, and he hit Mitchell, and it became a brouhaha. Mitchell went after him and then said after the game, he does dirty stuff.
This ain't baseball where people got cups on, Chris.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so, Rob, he was fined almost $350,000 this year for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Right. This is the persona that he's taken on, and now he's trying to step away from it. And again, it's always about, oh, the media's painted me here, and the media's done this, and the media's done that. No, you use the media, Chris, to further your narrative, to put out your persona and your story to let people know, don't mess with me. I'm a tough guy in this league. And that's why people won't give you the benefit of the doubt on the LeBron.
Yep.
You know, low blow shot, Chris. That's why. That's happened to people before. And if you had a different persona, people would be like, man, that's unfortunate. He didn't mean to do that. You know what I mean? Like, he was
totally.
Right?
Totally.
That's where.
It's life, people. And you, those of you listening to us, particularly if you're younger, your track record, whatever it might be, goes with you.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you can't be forgiven, it doesn't mean you can't have redemption. But in a lot of these cases, Rob, when we're talking about the NBA, dudes ain't even asking for redemption. Like you said, Dylan Brooks does these things, and then like Draymond, right? Last week, he didn't show any remorse.
Right.
He didn't say, yeah, you know, look, I was wrong. I shouldn't. He grabbed my leg. I was upset, and I stomped on him. I'm sorry. It was the wrong thing to do. He didn't do that. You want forgiveness without admitting your wrongdoing.
Right. In order to get forgiveness, you got to acknowledge that you made a mistake.
Yeah. And so I'm with you. I mean, Rob, there's no doubt. I mean, when you've done that to somebody, when you have a history of dirty or questionable play, when you make a dirty or questionable play, people are going to be like, yeah, that's him. That's what he does. Whereas if a guy who's got a squeaky clean record, or just even, you know, just doesn't have a long history of that stuff, you'll tend to give them the benefit of the doubt. Rob, if I don't show up for work several times and it becomes known that I just didn't, you know, I went out and played open gym basketball because I just wanted to play basketball and didn't feel like doing the show. And then that happens 4 or 5 times. And then the next time I miss a show, can I get mad that people assume I really ain't sick or I really,
right.
You know what I mean? That I'm just not, you know, doing something else? No, your track record goes with you.
Right. They'll be like, no, no, no. We know. This is who he is.
Yep. Yep.
So your track record is why people will or won't, Chris, look at you differently, give you another opportunity. You know, like, you dictate that, not people. Because people know if somebody's a good person and has been good their whole life, yep, and have done all these good things, and something bad happens, things happen, and he apologizes and take responsibility, you're like, okay, this isn't who this guy is, but it happened.
It's like if Anthony Davis came out and was like, yeah, the media, you know, they paint this perception that I get hurt a lot, that I'm never healthy. You know, that's us. We're just reporting. It's like Dennis Rodman saying, the media created the perception I was a loose cannon.
Right.
That I was a rebel.
No, and that dress was just a pair of oversized jeans, you know?
Right, right. That I like dressing like a woman. That's the media. You did it. And Rob, I think we talked about this last week. Dylan Brooks, on one level, this is smart. Like, I don't know what his aspirations are outside of basketball, Rob. But if Dylan Brooks wasn't this type of guy, we wouldn't. Who'd be talking about Dylan Brooks?
Zero.
Will we even be mentioning his name? Nope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of those things, though. You got to be careful, too, because Dylan Brooks, I don't know what the future holds for him, too, Chris. And if you take it too far, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a line.
Play,
right.
You're persona non grata. Nobody.
Well, look,
nobody
he's going to be a free. I believe he's a free agent this summer, Rob. And so that'll show. You know, you talking about you poke bears. Well, you better be able to play basketball too. And I think he's a good defender. He used to score. You know, he's averaged about 16 points a game over the last 4 years. He's been way off in this series. I think there's a place for him, obviously, in the league. But, you talk like that. You know, Rob, I think he's a new version of a Matt Barnes. You know, Matt didn't go this far. But Matt was a tough guy. You know what I mean? Like, he was viewed as an enforcer type on the wing. Good defender and all that. Tough, you know. So there are guys like that. And that's fine. Patrick Beverley. That's, you know, his claim to fame is this type of stuff. But you got to be able to play. And he went after the big dog. And so, that may not have been the smartest move. All right. It's the Odd Couple. Rob, don't look now. But somebody in the East, there's a shocker going on in the Eastern Conference. We'll get to that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, wrapping up a Magic City Monday. We're brought to you by the George Foreman movie. It's an unbelievable true story of how George Foreman went from winning the Olympic gold medal and the heavyweight championship to retiring to then returning to the ring 10 years later. Big George Foreman is exclusively in movie theaters this Thursday. Get your tickets now. It's rated PG-13. We're also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Rob, I imagine growing up you were a Knicks fan, correct? Since you grew up in New York City. Is Rob there? Rob's Chris, eating a bologna here? Sandwich or something.
No, I'm here.
I imagine you grew up as a Knicks fan, correct?
Yeah, growing up, of course. In New York, there was no option. It was the Knicks. There was no Nets.
Rob,
no, there wasn't.
The Miami Heat have just tied it. Oh, no, they're down one. I thought it was a three-pointer. 3.5 minutes left. Milwaukee 101, Miami 100. And Jimmy Butler, they're about to go ahead. Jimmy Butler just dunked it. 102-101. Butler's got 43.
Wow.
Rob, they were just up 10. Wow, you talk about a collapse. We were talking about the Warriors. But let me not get off the subject. The Knicks. Rob, it's rare that there's basketball excitement in New York about the Knicks.
Especially this time of year.
Yes, they are going crazy. I got to give the Knicks credit. I thought Cleveland would win this series in six. And I've said this, Rob. If the Knicks beat Cleveland, which I thought was possible, I'm not like shocked. I gave them a chance. And then if they take Milwaukee six games in the second round, that's a great year.
You mean Miami? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, look, this is where I'm going. If they beat Cleveland, which I think they will, and then if Miami beats Milwaukee, Rob, I think they can beat Miami. Can you imagine the Knicks in the Eastern Conference final? Now, I think Milwaukee's going to win this series, but if they lose tonight 3-1, it's going to be tough.
After that, lost to, if they lose tonight, Chris, I think it's going to be hard.
You think Milwaukee be done? So let me ask you.
Because Giannis came back. They had a big lead. You know, they were supposed to tie this thing up.
They've been outscored 13-0 in the last 2.5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a collapse.
Yeah, it's bad. They be going home, but they already lost at home to Miami. And remember, Miami beat them a few years ago in the bubble. So it's not like, you know, I mean, they got a history of struggling with Miami. But I think the Knicks would beat the Heat, right? I mean, it'd be tough. Obviously, you still got a guy named Playoff Jimmy to deal with. But I think the Knicks would beat Miami. And again, when is the last time they've been in the Eastern Conference Final? Ewing? No.
No.
99, they went, but Ewing was on the team, but he was hurt. They went there with Van Gundy. I covered them.
Yeah, 99.
They played the Spurs.
Right. Because they had
Ewing was on the team, but he was
well, and Allen Houston, that team.
Right. He was hurt and didn't even play. Remember that? And then they traded him. But that was 23 years ago. So, wow. This is big. Rick Brunson or Jalen Brunson. I always mix him up with Rick because I covered his dad. But Jalen Robb has been the best player in the series. Better than Donovan Mitchell.
Absolutely. No, there ain't no even question about it.
Donovan goes for 11 points in game four, critical game four in the Garden, Rob. That can't happen. It can't happen. And I think the Knicks have made Cleveland look a bit, particularly their big men, look a bit soft. Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, they got work to do. All right, our work is done. Let's enjoy these games tonight. We out, iCouple. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench
and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!